Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. Medical research, by its very nature, is slow, very methodical, and very cautious, sometimes maddeningly so. But within the last month or so, there has been a significant step forward in the area of gene therapy, giving a little burst of hope for people with retinal diseases. In this program, you'll hear about the progress made with gene therapy for one of those retinal diseases, Leber congenital amaurosis, also called LCA. You'll also hear a little bit about the progress being made with stem cell therapy for glaucoma. First, the article was in our Rochester Democrat and Chronicle newspaper in the middle of October. The headline reads, FDA weighs gene therapy for blindness. It's accompanied by a picture showing Beth Guardino on the left with her son Christian, and they are discussing gene therapy for his hereditary blindness at their home in Long Island, New York. It was dark life without light, he said, Christian said, of life before treatment that allowed him to see. And now the article, FDA Weighs Gene Therapy for Blindness, written by Marilyn Marchione from the Associated Press. A girl saw her mother's face for the first time. A boy tore through the aisles of Target, marveling at toys he never knew existed. A teen walked onto a stage and watched the stunned expressions of celebrity judges as he wowed the program America's Got Talent. Caroline Cole Christian. All had mere glimpses of vision and were destined to lose even that because of an inherited eye disease with no treatment or cure until now. On Thursday, and again, this was written in the middle of October, on Thursday, U.S. Food and Drug Administration advisors will consider whether to recommend approval of a gene therapy that improved vision for these three youths and some others with hereditary blindness. It would be the first gene therapy in the U.S. for an inherited disease, and the first in which a corrective gene is given directly to a patient. Only one gene therapy is sold in the U.S. now, a cancer treatment approved in August that engineers patients' blood cells in the lab. A hearing like no other. This is the next section. Children, parents, doctors, and scientists will tell the FDA panel what it's like to lack and then gain one of our most primal senses. Cole Carper, an 11-year-old boy who got the therapy when he was 8 years old, describes how sight changed what he knew of the world. When he returned to his home in Little Rock, Arkansas, after treatment, he said, "I looked up. What are those light things?" And my mom said, "Those are stars." His sister, 13-year-old Caroline Carper, treated when she was 10 years old, said that afterwards, "I saw snow falling and rain falling. I was completely surprised. I thought of water on the ground or snow on the ground. I never thought it was falling because the sky was something she couldn't see, along with other things like her mother's smile." The treatment, which is called Luxturna, is made by Philadelphia-based Spark Therapeutics. It does not give 20/20 vision or work for everyone, but a company-funded study found it improved vision for nearly all of those given it and seemed safe. I'll repeat that. This gene therapy improved vision for nearly all of those given it and seemed safe. The company's NASDAQ ticker symbol is ONCE once for how often it hopes the therapy is needed. Here's a quote, "It's exciting and in some cases might be a cure, although how long the benefits last is not known," said Dr. Paul Yang, an eye specialist at the Oregon Health and Science University who was testing gene therapies for other companies. And he finishes by saying, "There is nothing else for these kids." How it works. The therapy has wider implications, but was tested for Leber congenital amaurosis, or LCA. This is caused by flaws in the gene called RPE65. Those with it can't make a protein needed by the retina, which is the tissue at the back of the eye that converts light into signals to the brain that lets us see. People often see only bright light or blurry shapes and eventually lose all their sight. Parents are carriers of the flawed gene, and it can lurk undetected for generations, suddenly emerging when an unlucky combination gives a child two copies of it. Here's a quote. "It's usually a surprise that they have a blind child," said Dr. Jean Bennett, a University of Pennsylvania researcher who, with her husband, Dr. Albert McGuire, led the testing at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. This couple designed an obstacle course to test vision after treatment, and the FDA accepted it as a valid measure of success. Here's a quote from Dr. Bennett. "The maze was actually Al's idea. I put it together first in our driveway using white tiles with arrows, foam rolls, and cones, and black spaces to simulate holes that kids should avoid." This was according to Dr. Bennett from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. McGuire did many, this is her husband, Albert McGuire. McGuire did many of the 45-minute operations to deliver the gene therapy. The rest were done at the University of Iowa. It involves puncturing the white part of the eye and injecting a modified virus that contains the corrected gene into the retina. Benefits appear within a month. Results. 18 of 20 treated study participants improved on their mobility maze a year later, and 13 passed the test at the lowest light level. None in a comparison group of 9 patients did that. That group was allowed to get the therapy after waiting 1 year, so now, in all, 29 were treated, plus more in earlier studies. The two who did not improve may not have had enough healthy retinal cells to respond to treatment. One improved on other tests, and another stopped deteriorating. About half of those treated were able to read 3 or more additional lines on an eye chart, but the variability between the groups was too big to be sure, statistically, that they were different on this measure. Many are no longer legally blind and gained independence. Here's a quote. "There were children who were able to move from a Braille classroom into a sighted classroom. One person who had never worked was able to get a job," said Dr. Catherine High, president of Spark Therapeutics, and the scientist who pioneered the therapy when previously at the Children's Hospital. "There were 2 serious side effects, both deemed unrelated to the gene therapy itself. One was due to a drug given afterward, and another was a complication of the surgery itself." The next section is called, "Whoa, Mom, what's that?" Ashley Carper recalled when her children were diagnosed with the disease. She said, "The doctor came out with tears in his eyes. He said it was the same condition and they will be blind, and nothing could be done. Nothing." Cole and Caroline used canes and went to a school for the blind. His mother said Cole played football, but he played center, and just stood on the field after the snap to the quarterback because he couldn't see well enough to do any more. 10 years ago, she went to a support group conference and happened to sit next to Dr. Bennett. It took 2 years for gene testing to determine whether the Carper kids would qualify for the study and whether insurance would pay for it because there was no established treatment. A Dallas hospital picked up the tab. Finally, the siblings were enrolled in the study, but they landed in the comparison group, so they had to wait a year to be treated. About a week after Cole's treatment, they went shopping at Target. Here's a quote. "When we got to the Nerf aisle, I was like, 'Whoa, Mom, what's that? Can I get this? Can I get that?' Because I had never seen what that stuff looked like," Cole said. Caroline has had her own delights. "Oh, yikes, colors are super fun," she said. "And the sunshine is blinding." Seeing gold. For Christian Gardino, a senior at Patchogue Medford High School, that's on Long Island, the most remarkable part about performing on America's Got Talent a day before his 17th birthday earlier this year wasn't winning the golden buzzer that showered gold confetti on him and sent him into further competition. It was seeing the confetti, thanks to his gene therapy several years ago. He said, "I walked out on that stage all by myself. I saw the judges. It was incredible." His mother, Beth Guardino, said the judges didn't know about Christian's blindness and gene therapy until after his audition. Before treatment, it was dark, life without light, Christian said. Since treatment, I've been able to see the most incredible things. I'm able to see stars. I'm able to see fireworks, snow falling. His favorite, the moon, most definitely. I'm a huge astronomy fan, he said. Okay, the next section is the next steps. The FDA must decide by January 18th, coming up, whether to approve Luxturna. What it might cost is a worry. One gene therapy sold in Europe cost $1 million and was used by only one or two people. Another has had few takers. Sparks, that's the company who manufactures it, Sparks' chief executive, Jeff Morazzo, would not give an estimate for cost, which companies usually announce only after approval. Some rare disease treatments run a quarter to three-quarters of $1 million a year. Spark has talked with insurers, and here's a quote, there is a clear path for it to be reimbursed one time per eye, he said. More than 260 genes can cause inherited retinal disorders, affecting 3 million people worldwide. That gene called RPE65 mutations can cause other vision diseases besides LCA. So if this treatment is approved, it should be for people with the flawed gene rather than people with a specific disease, said Dr. Eric Pierce at Harvard-affiliated Massachusetts Eye and Ear Hospital, who was involved in its early testing. Laura Manfrey founded Sophia Sees Hope, a group named for her 14-year-old daughter, Sophia Priba. She has LCA, but not the gene that Luxturna targets. The Connecticut woman will represent families at the FDA hearings. Sophia said she longs for a therapy that would let her drive a car, walk into a room, and be able to identify my friends, to be able to do my own makeup, and to read a book in print, and to see the night sky. And once again, this was an article titled FDA Weighs Gene Therapy for Blindness. The next article is also related to this topic. It comes from a column called Shots, which is health news from NPR. And this came from the program All Things Considered on October 12th. The headline for the article says, FDA panel endorses gene therapy for a form of childhood blindness. This is by Rob Stein. Now, there'll be some duplication in this article from the one I just read, but there's enough new information to justify sharing this with you. The article starts, gene therapy, which has had a roller coaster history of high hopes and devastating disappointments, took an important step forward on Thursday. A Food and Drug Administration advisory committee endorsed the first gene therapy for an inherited disorder, a rare condition that causes a progressive form of blindness that usually starts in childhood. The recommendation came in a unanimous 16-0 vote after a day-long hearing that included emotional testimonials by doctors, parents of children blinded by the disease, and from children and young adults who had been helped by the treatment. Here's a quote. Before surgery, my vision was dark. It was like sunglasses over my eyes while looking through a little tunnel, 18-year-old Misty Lovelace of Kentucky told the committee. I can honestly say my biggest dream came true when I got my sight. I would never give it up for anything. It was truly a miracle. Several young people described being able to ride bicycles, play baseball, see their parents' faces, read, write, and venture out of their homes alone at night for the first time. Here's a quote from the gentleman you've heard from before. I've been able to see things that I've never seen before, like stars, fireworks, and even the moon, Christian Gardino of Long Island told the committee. I will forever be grateful for receiving gene therapy. And once again, as a reminder to you, this is a Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee, and this is the first step toward approval. The article continues by saying the FDA isn't obligated to follow the recommendations of its advisory committees, but it usually does. If the treatment is approved, one concern is cost. Some analysts have speculated it could cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to treat each eye, meaning the cost for each patient could approach $1 million. Spark Therapeutics of Philadelphia, which developed this treatment, has not said how much the company would charge, but the company has said it would help patients get access to the treatment. Despite the likely steep price tag, the panel's endorsement was welcomed by scientists working in the field. Here's a quote. "It's one of the most exciting things for our field in recent memory," said Dr. Paul Yang, an assistant professor of ophthalmology at the Oregon Health and Science University, who was not involved in developing or testing the treatment. He continued, "This would be the first approved treatment for any sort for this condition and the first approved gene therapy treatment for the eye in general," Dr. Yang said. "So on multiple fronts, it's a first and ushers in a new era of gene therapy," he said. Ever since scientists began to unravel the genetic causes of diseases, doctors have dreamed of treating them by fixing defective genes or by giving patients new and healthy genes. But those hopes dimmed when early attempts failed and sometimes even resulted in the deaths of volunteers in the early studies. But the field may have finally reached a turning point. The FDA recently approved the first so-called gene therapy product, which uses genetically modified cells from the immune system to treat a form of leukemia. And last week, scientists reported using gene therapy to successfully treat patients suffering from cerebral adrenoleukodystrophy, or ALD, a rare fatal brain disease portrayed in the film called Lorenzo's Oil. Researchers are also testing gene therapy for other causes of blindness and blood disorders such as sickle cell disease. The gene therapy, endorsed by the committee on Thursday, was developed for the RPE65 mutation associated with retinal dystrophy, which is caused by a defective gene that damages cells in the retina. About 6,000 people have the disease worldwide, including 1 to 2,000 people in the United States. The treatment, which is called voretigene neparvovec, involves a genetically modified version of a harmless virus. The virus is modified to carry a healthy version of the gene into the retina. Doctors inject billions of modified viruses into both of a patient's eyes. In a study involving 29 patients ages 4 to 44, the treatment appeared to be safe and effective. More than 90% of the treated patients showed at least some improvement in their vision when tested in a specifically designed obstacle course. You heard about that in the last article, the cones and the holes in her driveway. The article continues by saying the improvement often began within days of the treatment. Here's a quote from Dr. McGuire. "Many went from being legally blind to not being legally blind," said Dr. Albert McGuire, a professor of ophthalmology who led the study at the University of Pennsylvania. This was in an interview before the hearing. "The improvement varied from patient to patient, and none of the patients regained normal vision. But some had a significant increase in their ability to see, especially at night or in dim light, which is a major problem for patients with this condition." Here's another quote, or continued quote. "What I saw in the clinic was remarkable," Dr. McGuire told the committee. "Most patients became sure of themselves and pushed aside their guides. Rarely did I see a cane after treatment." That was the case of Allison Corona, who is now 25 and lives in Glen Head, New York. She underwent the treatment 5 years ago as part of the study. She said, "My light perception has improved tremendously." This was said during an interview before the hearing. "It's been life-changing. I am able to see so much better. I am so much more independent than when I was. It's so much better." The patients have been followed for more than 3 years, and the effects appear to be lasting. Here's a quote, "We have yet to see deterioration. So far, the improvement is sustained," said Dr. McGuire. The injections themselves did cause complications in a few patients, such as a serious infection that resulted in permanent damage and a dangerous increase in pressure in the eye. But there were no adverse reactions or any signs of problems associated with the gene therapy itself. This is according to the researchers. While this disease is rare, the same approach could work for similar forms of genetic eye disease, Dr. McGuire says. He ends the article with a quote, "There are a lot of retinal diseases like this. And if you added them together, this is a big thing because right now they are all incurable." So if approved, the treatment would be marketed under the name Luxturna. And a review for you, this is made by the Spark Therapeutics of Philadelphia to treat right now labor congenital amaurosis. It was recently approved, as we heard in the last two articles, by an FDA advisory committee. And this means it's on its way to FDA approval. We can only hope. So next, we have some information for you on stem cell therapy. This is used in treatment of glaucoma, and the information comes from the Glaucoma Research Foundation. Today, the only treatment for glaucoma is to lower eye pressure, which slows the progression of glaucoma optic nerve damage, but does not completely halt it, nor regenerate damaged nerve tissue. Stem cell therapy is one of several promising approaches that is being studied by leading experts like Dr. Jeffrey Goldberg, part of the Catalyst for a Cure team that's sponsored by Glaucoma Research Foundation. The rest of this part of the article are questions that are directed to Dr. Goldberg, who once again is part of the Catalyst for a Cure team. And by the way, he's professor and chair of ophthalmology at the Byers Eye Institute at Stanford University School of Medicine. So we say, Dr. Goldberg, how might stem cells be helpful for patients with glaucoma? Dr. Goldberg answered, stem cells may be helpful in different ways. Stem cells can be turned into trabecular meshwork cells in the front of the eye and transplanted in such a way as to lower eye pressure. This is an interesting approach, but is not fundamentally about vision restoration. For protecting or restoring vision, we need to talk about stem cells in the back of the eye, at the retina, where stem cells may have two positive effects. First, early in the disease, they may protect retinal ganglion cells from degenerating, and this is called the neuroprotective effect. And secondly, in the later stages, stem cells may be useful to replace lost ganglion cells and restore the connections from the eye to the brain. This last approach, regrowing optic nerve fibers back into the brain, has been the most challenging. So the next question for Dr. Goldberg, what is the current status of research on stem cell therapy for glaucoma? He answered, our laboratory and others have made considerable progress on the two main fronts of bringing stem cell therapy to optic nerve restoration. First, we have discovered molecular pathways that can be used to coax stem cells to turn into neurons that resemble the real retinal ganglion cells. This will allow us to turn large numbers of stem cells into retinal ganglion cells for cell replacement therapy. And secondly, he answered, we are making progress in transplanting retinal ganglion cells into the retina in preclinical models to study their integration into the adult retina, how they respond to light, and grow back down the optic nerve into the brain. The next question for Dr. Goldberg, are there any studies in which stem cell therapy stabilized or reversed vision loss from glaucoma? And he answered, stem cells have not yet been properly tested in patients with glaucoma to look for their ability to stabilize or reverse vision loss. The careful move from the laboratory to clinical testing is still way ahead of us. And then would you recommend stem cell therapy at this time? He answered, I am often asked by my patients if they should sign up for a patient-funded trial for stem cells for glaucoma. And I am in the habit of counseling against this. I am not aware of any properly designed stem cell trials for glaucoma, but I do think these will come. Another question for the doctor, are there any risks or complications reported with stem cell therapy for glaucoma? And he answered, indeed, the risks for undergoing stem cell injections in any trial could be significant, and they would include risks such as infection, inflammation, and severe vision loss. We are publishing a paper about three patients in the U.S. who participated in a patient-funded trial and lost significant vision due to severe inflammation in their eyes called endophthalmitis. These unfortunate patients point to the importance of a cell therapy first undergoing proper testing in preclinical models before moving into human testing. So once again, that was an article titled Stem Cell Therapy for Glaucoma, Are We There Yet? This is published by Glaucoma Research Foundation with the help of actually three doctors, Dr. Sunita Radhakrishnan, who specializes in the medical and surgical treatment of glaucoma at the Glaucoma Center of San Francisco. And the article is also aided by Dr. Andrew Iwatch, an associate clinical professor of ophthalmology at the University of California in San Francisco. And once again, the questions were answered by Dr. Jeffrey Goldberg, who is a medical doctor and a PhD. He is professor and chair of the ophthalmology department at the Byers Eye Institute at Stanford University School of Medicine. So next, we got some ideas for your visit to your glaucoma doctor. There are a few that I have time to share with you. This is preparation. First of all, make sure you plan your appointment appropriately based on your schedule and whether your visit's going to be short or extended, and plan to arrive early. Be sure you review your symptoms, maybe even keep a home journal and note what your symptoms are, what the reactions are, and when they happen. Come with your medication or an updated list to your appointment. New medication added to your treatment by other doctors should be mentioned. And try at this point to be honest with your doctor about how regularly you take your drops, as this allows your doctor to make the best medical decisions for you. So keep track of your questions before you go. Some questions you may be interested in asking could be related to ways of managing glaucoma, what new tests might be available to help to diagnose and follow your glaucoma, or you could ask about research studies or breakthroughs available for people with glaucoma. And a reminder here to please keep a journal, keep a good journal. This is a useful practice for a glaucoma patient. So make sure to keep your journal up to date and bring it with you when you visit your glaucoma doctor. Well, the program ends this week with a quote. Actually, it's from an unknown source. It says, make peace with your past, enjoy your present, and hope for your future. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.